प्यार जो दिया है। Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his beloved, very lovely children of all four directions. The children who are loved by God. This love of God or affection of God is received by very few children. Very few claim the rights to such a fortune. On seeing such fortunate children, even Bap Dada is happy. Baba is using a new word today, Raj Dulare, which means very, very affectionate children. But then it also means the children who are like kings, the royal children. So the very affectionate, kingly children, royal children. Do you consider yourselves to be kings, sovereigns? Your name is Raj Yogi. Therefore, Raj Yogi means the children who are royal kings. You are kings in the present and in the future also. You are the kings, the sovereigns. You experience your double royal form, don't you? Your double royal status, don't you? See yourself and find out whether I am a king Am I having self-sovereignty, self-rule? Find out whether your courtiers, your assistants, helpers are working in an orderly way. Are they obeying the law and order? What is the speciality of a king? You know that, don't you? Supposed to possess ruling power and controlling power. That was using English terms. Do you possess both the powers? Do you? Ask yourself, do I possess both these powers? Are my courtiers, helpers or assistants working in an orderly manner under my control? Today, Bab Dada was checking to what extent the children possess the controlling and ruling powers. So tell, what must have Baba seen? What must have Baba seen? What must have he noticed?
Channel we only have the Hindi, is that right? because I got from London, they say we are some sort of overlapping and they can hear some delay and all this. That must be the local provider.
Each one, of course, knows. Bab Dada noticed. Bab Dada noticed that even till now, it's not that all are having the rule or all are ruling completely. Because from time to time, it is broken. It is disrupted. Why is it disrupted?
Sada.
Because
Swaraj ke badle,
instead of becoming self-rulers, you start ruling over others, and this is why the self-rule is disrupted or broken. The sign of ruling over others is or trying to rule over others is that your sense organs become slaves, that is
Raj ka parbhav.
Oh, when Baba meant Pararaj, it means that instead of becoming self-rulers, others start ruling over you. That is, your sense organs become the masters. Maya makes you their slaves. at the present time. This is the condition of majority of souls. Only minority of souls is right, is okay, but majority souls, I was using English terms, majority and minority. Majority of the souls are under the influence of Maya. Whilst revealing the original and natural sanskars, sometimes in between, even the sanskars which you adopted in the middle of the cycle, that is, at incorporage, they too interfere. Sanskars of the middle period also interfere in the midst of your original and natural sanskars and thereby break or disrupt your self-rule. In that too, the main sanskar is in the form of waste thoughts. That is thinking wasteful thoughts, wasting time. So it is wasting thoughts, wasting time. And having wasteful talks, that is wasting words, so wasting thoughts, wasting time and wasting words, having wasteful words, that is either hearing wasteful wasteful words or speaking wasteful words. So on one hand, the sanskars are the sanskars of wastage, and on the other hand, the sanskars are of being careless. Carelessness also comes in different royal forms. And disrupts your self-rule. Many children say, many children say that even though the time is approaching, still the sanskars which did not emerge at the beginning when they came to Baba, such sanskars emerge now, which had never emerged when they came at the beginning to Baba, but now they emerge in spite of the time being so short. Such sanskars are emerging because of the atmosphere being like that. What is the reason for it? Actually, it is the method for Maya to attack. It is the method of Maya to attack and to draw attention towards itself and to draw away the attention from the path, from the godly path. And the result is that you get disheartened and start thinking, that even till now I have not been successful. These sanskars emerge even now, then I don't know whether I will be able to attain success in the form of becoming like Bap Dada. I don't know whether I will get the success or not. Wherever there is any type of weakness, that weakness gives a chance to Maya to make you disheartened. But actually, this type of attack by Maya on your sanskars happens as you move along in some form or the other. It is Maya's method, or it is Maya trying to weaken you by making you emerge those past sanskaras and thereby discourage you, dishearten you. Actually, at the end, all these weak sanskaras are going to finish anyway. They have to finish. It is certain, but till that happens, the old sanskaras keep emerging. Bap Dada is giving you the signals, children, do not be afraid. It is Maya's way of acting. Understand it. This is the cunning form of Maya which tries to attack you in this way, but understand it. Recognize it. It will come to you in the form of either waste or in the form of carelessness. In that, even negative thoughts is included. So you have to pay attention in particular to these two things, waste and carelessness.
So much
understand the tricks of Maya. Understand that it is the method of Maya to attack at this time. So, to face such a situation, you have to experience being in the company of the Father. You have to experience being in a combined form. Do not say, well, Baba is mine, Baba is with me, but you have to experience the company of Baba in an immersed way. Then the attack of Maya will no longer be an attack, but it will be a defeat of Maya. This is actually defeat of Maya, not attack of Maya. And Baba's rhyming words, the Hindi word for attack is var, and the Hindi word for defeat is har. So it is not var, but it is har. So don't be afraid. Don't say, oh, what has happened? Keep the courage. Keep the awareness that you are in the Father's company. Therefore, check whether the company of the Father is there or it's not that the feeling of being in Baba's company is only in a merged form. So is it in an immersed form, the experience is there, or is it only in the merged form? Because merged form means that the knowledge is there that I I'm with Baba, but along with the knowledge, the power has also to be experienced, because what's the power of Baba? He is almighty authority, and therefore the experience of all powers coming from the Almighty should be experienced in an immersed way. This is called to experience the Father's company. Do not become careless. By saying, well, who else is there of mine? It is only Baba and none other. But if that is so, then are you also experiencing the powers? Just as you say to the people of the world that if God is omnipresent, then God's qualities should also be experienced. They should be visible. The Bab Dada is asking you now, that if the Father is with you, He is combined with you, then the powers should be experienced in every action you perform. Others also should get that experience through you. So what do you think? Double foreigners say, what do you think? Do you have the powers? Do you? Is it, are the powers constantly in you? Yes, where the first question is concerned, when Baba asks, do you have the powers, all of you will say yes. But then when the second question is asked, are they constantly in you? Then what is the reply? Then you start thinking, don't you? It means they are not unbroken, they are disrupted. What do you challenge? That we are establishing a complete kingdom. Or are you establishing an incomplete, only a part of a kingdom, just a small kingdom, but it is a complete kingdom, unbroken kingdom? Say, the teachers say, what is your kingdom going to be like? Will it be attacked by someone else and taken away partly, or is it whole? Is it going to be complete, full, all time. And therefore, for that, ask yourself, do I possess self-rule also completely? Say yes or no. And is it constant? You're not saying yes in this. It should be constant. Okay. Kingdom means a fruit. The fruit you are going to receive. So is your fruit forever? You want to take the fruit forever, is it not? Or do you not mind that it is disrupted and you get it only sometimes and then it's taken away and then you get it? Do you want such a type of rule? No. So when it comes to taking the fruit, you want it forever. But when it comes to making efforts, you say it is sometimes. Should that do? Baba had told the double foreigners, what is that word which should be taken away from the dictionary of your life? Do you remember those words which Baba does not want you to utter? Sometimes. Sometimes and something. These two words, do these words still exist in your dictionary? Do they still exist? Is the word sometimes still with you? Say. Is sometime still with you, or is sometime finished? See, Baba is asking Jayanti, and Jayanti then nods her head and says, that means it is still there. Is sometimes finished? And Jayanti is giving no response. So double foreigners say, Baba is seeing the double foreigners in front and therefore asking them first. Those double foreigners who think that the word sometimes is finished forever, raise your hand. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Will you say that it is finished forever? You won't say, sometimes Maya comes, sometimes the weakness comes, sometimes this comes. Those who say the sometime word is finished forever, raise your hand. So some are raising, but not all are raising. Okay, raise your hand. Keep it raised. Are you tired? Why did you put your hand down? Keep your hand raised. Baba wants to see your faces. Okay, keep your hand raised. Baba didn't tell you to put your hand down. Okay, so see, in the TV of the subtle regions, your hand is being seen as raised. Maybe in this TV of this world, all the hands cannot be in it, but in the TV of the subtle regions, everyone's hands are seen. So in this TV, all hands cannot be seen because this TV belongs to Kali Yuga. In subtle regions, the TV is a magical one, therefore all hands can be seen. Acha. Okay, put your hand down. Very good. Many of you did raise your hand, and therefore, congratulations for having finished this word sometime forever. Now Baba is asking those of Bharat, and everyone raises the hand. No, Baba does not want like that. Baba wants those to raise the hand who say that this word sometime is finished. Those who say that they will never more say, never again say the word sometimes, that is, their self-sovereignty is constant. They have complete rule over the sense organs. The sense organs are completely obeying them and are in law and order. Those of Bharat, raise your hand, those who say like that. Now, be careful when you're raising your hand. Raise your hand high so that Baba can see. Those from this side are not raising their hand. What about the teachers? Let the hand be raised, be firm. Not with a weak heart. So in Bharat also there are a few souls who say that they have finished the word sometimes and have complete self-rule. Very good. But you have to remember that you raised your hand in this big gathering in front of Bab Dada. And sometimes, even after having raised your hand, you still forget, and then you start giving sweet excuses to Baba by saying, Baba, you know, Maya comes sometimes. You know, Baba. So, make sure that the hand which you have raised, that is really, you know, taken care of, and there is no change. You have to keep up to your promise. You have to protect your promise. But it's still very good. You have shown the courage, and therefore don't lose the courage. Bab Dada helps those who keep courage. So whatever Bab Dada saw today, according to the present, Bab Dada says there is need of complete control over the sense organs. And to have control over sense organs means
controlling power for more strategy,
means complete controlling power. And that is needed more.
But you give what you
Bap Dada. Was smiling when he heard this sweet chit-chat amongst the children, because Baba told the children that you have to have 4 hours powerful meditation, and children tell Baba and to each other that 4 hours is not possible. It's not possible to have 4 hours powerful meditation. Well, Bap Dada has reduced from 8 hours to 4 hours. Otherwise Baba would say 8 hours, but he has reduced to 4 hours. And children say, Baba, only 2 hours, 4 hours not possible. Now, can it be said that you have controlling power? Now, if the practice isn't from now onwards, then at the end, how will you pass with honor and claim world rule, world sovereignty? Because that's your aim, is it not? To claim world sovereignty. Children are laughing because today Baba is telling many things. Because children tell, because Baba is saying what the children keep telling Baba. So, you know, some children tell Baba, Baba, well, 3 minutes traffic control is also not possible. Well, at that time we can control the body, no doubt. We stand, you know, upright and we are still, you know, we stand still. But then to control the mind is possible sometimes and sometimes not possible during traffic control. Actually, traffic control means controlling the mind at that time. But why aren't you able to control the mind? Now there is need to increase the controlling power. You should order your mind. Just as you order your hand, don't you? You say up and your hands are raised, don't you? You order your hands. So you order it and the hands are raised. Similarly, you should be able to order your mind. Mind is your subtle power.
Control me.
Which will ultimately come under your control anyway. You have to make it come under your control ultimately. Therefore, order it. Tell it, stop. Tell your mind, stop. And it should stop at that time. When you want your mind to think about service, it should think about service. When you want the mind to think about Paramdham, it should be able to go to Paramdham. You want it to go to subtle regions, the mind should be able to go there in a second. That is, whatever you think, that should happen. That is, your mind should be under your order, should be working according to your order. Now you have to increase this power of controlling your mind, of directing your mind. Do not waste your time in small weaknesses and also battling with your sanskaras. Today you may try to drive away the sanskar, tomorrow you drive away that sanskar, but you need to inculcate controlling power. Then you will not have to spend time on individual sanskaras to drive away. If you don't want to think, you should be able to not think. If you don't want to do, you should not do. You don't want to speak, you should not speak. You should be able to not speak. When you say stop, it should be stopped instantly. This is the method for reaching the karmatit stage, the stage of perfection. You all want to become karmatit, don't you? Do all of you wish to become karmatit, yes or no? Yes, you all want to become karmatit. Bap Dada also says, it's you who have to become karmatit. There won't be anybody else who will come and become karmatit, but it's you who have to become karmatit. And it's you who Baba has to take back home, but he will take back the karmatit souls, won't he? You all want to accompany Baba to the soul world, don't you? Or do you want to come in the form of a procession behind Baba? Or you like to go along with Baba? So you all want to go with Baba, is it not? So if you want to go with Baba, you'll have to become complete, and for that you will have to finish all your karmic accounts before that. You didn't say yes, Baba, in this. You will return with Baba, accompany Baba only if you reach your karmatit stage. To go along with Baba means to become Baba's companion and return home. So Baba needs a good companion, not a companion Baba wants. Not that Baba, if a husband is tall and wife is very short, so the couple will not look good. They should be alike. So you have to be like Baba to accompany Baba. Therefore, I have to become karmatit. This should be a determined thought. Now, what will you do? Therefore, take care, find out whether your self-rule is in order or not. Look at your courtiers every day, check. Hold the coat of your courtiers every day. You are a ruler, aren't you? Of your sense organs, therefore hold the coat every day. And ask your courtiers, how are they? Ask them every day. So check in this way whether they are following your orders or not. See what Brahma Baba did. Every day he used to check. He used to hold the coat of his courtiers. You know, in the olden days, in the beginning of the yagya, even before Shiv Baba entered in his body, Baba used to write notes. He has there's a diary of Baba, of his lokic life, in which he used to write, he had written, "Oh my courtiers, you should be under my orders. You should do whatever I say." So even before Shiv Baba entered, Brahma Baba was making such efforts, and Baba is telling Dadi that show these people that diary in which Baba had written. So Baba says, "Anna, how much time do you need to become complete?" Baba wants to know, "Are you ever ready?" If you are having such a stage in which you are the masters, then even service will happen at a faster speed. Why? Because at the same time, as your mind will be powerful, your words and actions will also be powerful. So along with mind, words and actions powerful, your contacts, relationships, in your behavior, on your face, that power will be visible. Everything will be powerful. So all that will happen at the same time. That is, you'll be able to serve through your thoughts, words and actions at the same time, and therefore service will happen at a faster speed and also give quick results. Don't think. That when you are doing sadhana, at that time service will reduce. There'll be less service because you are doing sadhana. It's not like that. On the contrary, the success in service will be experienced even better. And all the souls who are instruments for service, if you come together and all of you have that high stage, then with less hard work, there will be more success. With less effort, there will be more success. So you have to pay attention to your controlling power. That is, there is need to have control over time, control over thoughts, control over your sanskaras, control over everything. Bap Dada has said several times that you are the kings, aren't you? So as you are a king, you should be able to do whatever you wish and for how long you wish, to what extent you wish, you should be able to do, because you are the king. You have all authority. And therefore, for that, your mind and intellect should be in law and order constantly. Supposing you don't want to do something and still it is happening, that means the others are not under your control. That is, law and order is not there. Therefore, a self-ruler means the one who has complete control over everything, and that's what you have to reveal. You are revealing and you have to reveal it more and more. But as Bap Dada has said, that the word constant should be underlined. Is it okay? Teachers say, is it okay? Now Bap Dada will come one more time in this season. That will be the last turn, and Baba will ask the result. When is the last turn? 15 more days, is it not? So Baba is saying, yes, in these 15 days also, you will show a transformation, won't you? Teachers say, will the result be complete in 15 days? Okay, what about those of Madhuban, Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. Madhuban Nivasis are sitting in the back also. They're sitting here, sitting that side. those Madhuban Nivasis who are sitting at the back, raise your stand up, and they are standing up. Wherever the Madhuban Nivasis are, stand up at the back. So they are in between, to the middle, at the end, many at the back. All these are also of Madhuban Nivasis. Here Madhuban includes Pandav Bhavan, Gansarovar, Shantivan Nivasis. So, Bhaktada wants the result from Madhuban Nivasis in 15 days. Will you give the result? Now raise your hand, all Madhuban Nivasis. Very good. Now you have to protect the promise you have kept by raising the hand. You raised your hand means you kept a promise. Now you have to maintain that promise, protect it. Those of Gyan Sarovar, raise your hand. Those who are residents of Gyan Sarovar, Gyan Sarovar Nivasis. Actually, the first was just those living in Pandav Bhavan. Now those living in Gyan Sarovar. There are few. Are there few? Not all come. Some stay back. Baba is asking, who are the main ones staying in Gyan Sarovar? Manodhar is raising her hand. 1 minute. Baba is telling Manodhari to wait. Now those of Gyan Sarovar, even those who haven't come, we have to tell them also. Well, they are listening. They are listening through wireless. They are listening upstairs. And Baba is saying that, do you make a promise that in these 15 days, Baba wants to see the result? Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, raise your hand. Those who think that in 15 days they will show the result. Not all raise their hand. Did all of you raise your hand? Those who think that they only try, raise your hand. Those who only try, they don't promise, they only try, raise their hand, and nobody raises. Those of Madhuban who say that they'll only try, raise your hand. Nobody is raising the hand. So all are number one, very good. Sit down. Now Baba wants those of Shantivan to stand up, the residents of Shantivan. All are here? Are all Shantivan Nivasis here? Mothers also? No mothers in Shantivan. Are there mothers in Shantivan? Residents of Shantivan? There are some working in the kitchen maybe. They are in service. Making chapatis and listening to Baba's Murli. Are they making chapatis? There are only 2-3 mothers living in Shantivan. Pandavas are ruling in Shantivan. There are some at the back, few mothers at the back. Okay, now sit down. Baba is calling Bhopal to come closer. And who's the head in Pandav Bhavan?
Nirvanvai.
Jivarbhai says, no, not me. Who is the Pandav in Pandav Bhavan? Baba is telling. Whom is Baba saying? To
Nirvanvai.
Baba is telling you also to come in the front. It's very good, you'll get drishti from Baba. And in Gyan Sarovar, who's the main Pandav there? Suraj Bhai. Where is Suraj Bhai? Come in front. There are sisters also. Which sisters? Manor Dadi, Ratan Moini Dadi, Geeta Ben of Gyan Sarovar. Where is Geeta Ben? Come in the front. You'll get to leave. And Sister Lakshmi of Shantivan, and Ashok Bhai also of Gyan Sarovar. Yes, Baba will give you toli. Baba called you in the front so that all of you can see you. Now turn your back. Turn, give your, show yourselves to everyone. Yes, you may wave at them. See, everyone is so happy to see you. They are waving at you. They are showing the happiness. Did all of you see who are the main ones in Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, the instrument ones in Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar and Shantivan? Now Baba wants to say something to you. So, you need to do some drill, you know, like everyone is happy, you know, to see you. Yeah, you must be tired. You can sit down. So you saw these special souls, didn't you? You didn't congratulate them? Very good. Dadiji is saying something to Baba. Oh, UP brothers and sisters are doing service in this group. Baba says, yes, Baba knows. First let Baba finish this before he starts asking other questions. Now what does Pap Dada want? What are his hopes? Now Baba is going to tell you that. Whether it is in Pandav Bhavan, oh, there's hospital too, global hospital. So whether it is Pandav Bhavan, whether it is Shantivan, or it is Gyan Sarovar, or it's hospital, there are these four places. The fifth one is smaller. Museum, Peace Park, Sangam Bhavan, Subhamasar, they are small, but these are the four main ones. And Mat Dada has great hope, has one hope in these souls. What is that? Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you? Yes or no? And everyone says, yes, Baba, please say. So, Bap Dada is telling what hope he has. For 3 months, not more, only 3 months, Bap Dada wants to see everyone as a self-sovereign, having complete self-rule, unbroken, constant, for 3 months. There should be no one whose self-rule is broken. Nothing else should be heard. The only news coming should be that everyone is a self-ruler. Can Baba get such a result of 3 months? Can Baba get the result of these 3 months? Raise your hand. Those who came in the front, Baba is asking them. A Pandav Bhava nearby says, Dadi ji. So on behalf of the Pandavs, it's you. To nearby Baba is saying, can it be possible? Nivyabha is looking at Dadiji. Dadiji is of course there, but all these who are sitting in the front, they are also instruments. So can it be possible? For 3 months, these three are sitting here, Moini Ben, Ratan Moini Dadi, Muni Ben. Can it be possible for everyone to be a self-sovereign? Nirvair is not nodding, he's not saying yes. Nirvair Bhai thinks that's not his job, it's a Dadi's job. It can be possible, and now he nods and says yes. He says, Dadi, Dadi, you take care, Dadi, you. So he does not want to do anything. And Dadi says, yes, everyone will pay attention. So those of Pandav Bhavan, residents of Pandav Bhavan, raise your hands and say for yourself, can it be possible for 3 months that all of you become self-rulers? No complaints, no weaknesses. Can it be possible? Okay, you raised your hand, very good. Now suppose if someone is weak and he does something wrong, and what will you do with him? What will you do? And Dadiji says that that one should get 3 months punishment. Dadiji is saying, 3 months punishment. And okay then, all Madhuban brothers get up, stand up again. All those of Madhuban stand up. Because very few raise your hand. Even the Shaktis stand up. And now Ravi Bhai is giving a microphone to Dadiji so that she can also speak if she wants to. Now Baba is telling all Madhuban Nivasis that those who think that whilst giving your company to your companions, you will create a good result. You'll create the result Baba wants, or whatever hope Baba has in us, you will create that result. Say, if you say that you can, Baba wants you to say, keeping those others with you, making them your companions and moving along, and not creating any wrong atmosphere, any weak atmosphere, not complaining about anyone. Even those at the back, all Madhuban Nivasis. Those at the back, are you also ready? Yes or no? You're not saying yes. See, Daddy, Baba is telling Daddy. Let's see, they are standing at the back and they are not. And are they saying yes? They are saying. All of you say yes, Baba. Say loudly. Say loudly, all the Pandavas. The voice coming from this end is louder than the voice coming from behind. Well, we are a little far, therefore the voice didn't come. Never mind. Congratulations, congratulations. So, after 3 months, Baba is going to see the report, the result. All Shantivan Nivasis again stand up. Do all come for the Murli or some don't come? Are all here? There are many at the back also. Now you two have to say yes or no. Will you give the result in 3 months? Will you become fulfill Bab Dada's hope in 3 months? And they all say, Haji, no reports, no complaints. You have to give your pure vibrations to each other and merge everything within you. Explain with love, no complaints, no quarrels. There should be only loving feelings for one another. Now Baba is telling the double foreigners. Don't think that Baba is only speaking to Madhuban Nivasis. Baba wants everyone to fulfill Baba's hope. Those double foreigners who think that in their centers along with their companions,
Masuki,
they will
result.
Give very good result of 3 months and fulfill Bap Dada's hope, they raise their hand.
Double
foreigners only, not Bap is not asking the others. Did all of you raise your hand? All double foreigners? Yes? Keep them. Keep your hand raised. You're not raising. Yes? There is Kavita Ben, Govind Bhai. Yes. Baba is making you do exercise. Okay. Congratulations. Did all of you raise your hand? Did you see one another and raise your hand? Did everyone raise your hand? Did the other one see that your neighbor raised your hand, raised his hand? Those who say that they'll only try but they can't promise, is there anyone who says this? Raise your hand if you think that you're not promising, you can only try. There are a few, one or two, raising your hand. 4 or 5 are raising their hand. See, Jayanti, Baba is telling Daddy, is telling Jayanti, who are the ones who have raised their hand and are saying that they'll try. Raise your hand so that Jayanti then can also see. Okay. At least you have a clean heart. You're honest. Very good. And you'll get Baba's help. It's okay. There are only few, not many. Only few. Now, which are the larger zones of India? Maharashtra zone is the largest. Now, all those of Maharashtra stand up. Oh, so many, which includes Bombay too, Bombay and all Maharashtra. Three thousand, congratulations to Maharashtra. 3,000. Now, those of Maharashtra, Baba speaking to you, who say that you will fulfill Bap Dada's hope in 3 months and give the result, then those who say yes, they sit down, and those who say they will try, they keep standing. Those who say they will try, they keep standing, and those who say they will fulfill, they sit down. Do they understand Baba's language? Because you know, some speak Marathi, they come from remote villages. The teacher is sitting here, Sister Santosh, in responsible for Maharashtra, Sundri then. Baba is calling Santosh Ben. And Sundri Ben of Pune. Now these people who are standing, that means they have said that they only try. Or is it that they really mean that they will try, or they don't understand what Baba is trying to say? So those who are standing are the ones who say that they will try. Note who are they? Yes, go in front and note.
Acha.
Well, if they say that they will try, it's not bad, it's good. They are honest. It's okay. They are few. They are few only. Can you see? And they said, we can't know who they are. It's from far, it's not possible. So Baba said, okay, doesn't matter, sit down. At least they understand, that's why they are sitting. When Baba says sit down, so they understand Hindi language. Now which is the next zone? Which is the next zone? There's those of Delhi. Yeah, Delhi is the next large zone. All those of Delhi zone, stand up. Now, those of Delhi, do you think that you'll be able to fulfill Bhaktada's hopes? Yes or no? They say yes. Yes? Hanji? What about the teachers say?
Teachers follow Hanji.
What do you say? Hanji? Say loudly. Now those amongst you who say that they'll try, they keep standing and the others sit down. Their brother Brij Mohan, he belongs to Delhi, so he's sitting down. That means, but there are still some who are still standing. It means they think that they will try. Are those who will try standing? Yes, some teachers are also standing. Acha. They'll only try. Okay. Never mind. You'll get one more chance. Never mind. You may sit down. They are only few. Which other zone? Karnataka zone. 1,000 from Karnataka. All Karnataka stand up. So many from Karnataka zone. Karnataka also. Many from there. You heard, didn't you? Now, those of Karnataka, are you courageous? Do you keep the courage? Will you fulfill Bhaktada's hope? Yes or no? Hanji? Or no? Hanji? Yes. Okay. Now, those who say that they'll try, they keep standing and the rest sit down. Those who say they'll only try, they will try, they can't promise, keep standing. And the rest sit down. So Baba is saying that there are some who are standing. Okay, okay. In this also there are some who say that they will try. There are some who are standing together in one group. Do they belong to one center? There are some standing in one group there. Do they belong to one center? Do they understand what
Yao center? ಸರ್ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾ ಅಥವಾ ಮಾಡ್ತೀರಾ?
Brother Karuna speaking in Kannada language. The next is UP zone is again a large zone because they are Sevadharis. So all those of UP stand up. UP, Uttar Pradesh. UP is the largest state in India, having the largest population. So many from UP. First of all, congratulations to those of UP for being Sevadharis this time for this group. All of you have been very courageous and used your body, mind, wealth, time, energy. You have used all of them, all of these in a worthwhile way and accumulated charitable acts for the future, along with many blessings because of your service, and you'll get the fruit of that automatically. So it was good. You kept the courage and you got the success too, and therefore congratulations. You got everyone's blessings too. Okay, now from this group, those who say that we must give the result, say Haji. Those at the back, those sitting here on Baba's right, the teachers say,
teachers follow.
Those who want to give the result, who promise, say Haji. Now the others sit down, and those who think that they'll try, keep standing. Those who think that they will only try, they can't promise, they keep standing. The others sit down. So some are standing. There are some brothers standing too. They are the ones who say that they'll try. Okay. Sit down. Sit down. Any more states? Gujarat. Next is Gujarat. And Gujarat, raise your hand. Stand up. Of Gujarat, answer yes or no. Do you make a promise? Will you fulfill Bhaktada's hopes? Yes, they all say Haji. What about the mothers? Haji or Naji? All are saying Haji. Now, in this, you heard, no? Those who say they'll try, they keep standing, the others sit down. So There are a few who are still standing. In Gujarat there are less people who say who they'll try. Comparatively less. Okay, sit down. Which is the next zone? Indoor zone. Indoor zone. Indoor zone, stand up. Now you say, Haji or Naji? Say, Haji. Those at the back. Now those who say they'll try, they stand, the others sit down. Okay, sit down. Punjab zone. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal, all Punjab zone. Now say, Haji or Naji?
Haji.
Mothers?
Mothers understand.
Mothers understand?
Haji. Haji.
Now those who think that they'll try, they stand, the others sit down. So there are a few in this group also who are standing. Very few. Okay, sit down. Next zone. Eastern zone, all eastern zones stand up, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal.
Eastern zone, Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Nepal, sab utke khade honge, Baba ji keh rahe hain.
Baba ji keh rahe hain. She's saying, Baba ji keh rahe hain, she's saying. So everyone laughs. Again, a big group from Eastern Zone. They're all scattered in the whole hall. Now you say, Haji or Naji? And those who say they'll try, they stand, the others sit down. Do these mothers understand? I Baba thinks they're all sitting down. Okay, sit down.
इसके बाद तमिलनाडु जोन है, 300 है तमिलनाडु.
तमिलनाडु जोन.
तमिलनाडु 300 है. 200 है. भोपाल 200 है. आगरा 150 पौने 200 है आगरा भी.
So Tamil Nadu, all the rest whose names have not changed in
mentioned, they stand up.
So
all the zones, the names of which were not mentioned, amongst those,
Rajasthan.
What does Rajasthan think? Yes or no? Will you fulfill Bap Dada's hope? All those of Rajasthan stand up. There are only few.
Haji.
Yes or no? Haji. Those at the back. Do you understand?
Haji. Haji.
Haji.
Haji.
Nobody who's saying that he'll try, otherwise stand, sit down. So one or two are standing. Only two, three. Two who are standing. Sit down.
Tamil Nadu
wale
stand up. Tamil Nadu. Yes or no? Say loudly. Haji. Now sit down.
Bhopal wale khade honge abhi.
Aur bhi hai kya?
There are more.
Bhopal aur Agra do baki hai.
Bas.
Bhopal aur Agra.
Phal kya?
Bhopal aur Agra.
Agra.
Aur Bhopal do zone hai ye.
Both the zones stand up, Bhopal and Agra.
Agra wale dono khade ho jaiye.
Aapka bhi haji hai.
So you also, do you say yes or no?
Haji.
Yes?
Bolo.
Yes or no?
Haji. Abhi baith
jao. Okay, sit down.
Baith jao.
The majority are very enthusiastic, and those who said that they will try, they are also right in a way. But Bap Dada says, by keeping courage, by making a determined thought, everything becomes good. You become Master Almighty Authority and create a determined thought, then everything is possible, nothing is impossible. You can transform the world, then what else can you not do? If you can transform the world, can't you transform yourself? Therefore, those who said yes, to them, Bap Dada says,
Amrit
emerge the thought, especially at Amrit Vela, that I have to become free from obstacles. And those who said that they will try, they at Amrit Vela after meditation make a determined thought or revise the determined thought that if I keep the courage, Baba will help. Children keep the courage and receive the father's help. So instead of saying, I'll try, I have to do it, and you will keep on experiencing success. Bap Dada saw the result and is always happy on seeing the result, but still he is giving you congratulations because you have kept the courage and the practice for 3 months will make you an experienced soul forever. If you do it with your own enthusiasm, if you do it reluctantly because Baba has said so, or you have to pass these 3 months, then it will not be constant. If you do it with zeal and enthusiasm, then you will emerge in you your original and natural sanskar easily. Did you understand? Baba is giving yat pyar.
Sarva swaraj adhikari atma ko.
To all the self rulers in all 4 directions, worthy to claim world sovereignty forever, who are karmatit, like the father, who follow the father
Deepak Pushar,
fast effort make our souls to such fast effort make our souls to all the well wishers who give good wishes, who give the cooperation of good wishes to everyone. Bhaktadas Yat Pyar and Namaste.